Joining us by telephone is Senator Julie Lassa. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation seems to stay right in the news cycle lately. A lot going on there. They've had their problems in the past. They've changed directors. They've got some budget issues going on. And you're on the board. What's the latest with WEDEC?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, the drumbeat of bad news from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has just continued since, frankly, its inception. And I think, you know, the problems stem from the fact that there wasn't adequate planning before this new public-private agency was launched. And it really stems from the fact that, you know, we had loans that were made under the Department of Commerce that were the responsibility of the WEDC to track and follow up on, to monitor, to make sure that businesses were repaying the loans. Well, that was not happening. And I know that there has, from proponents of the WEDC, you know, like to blame that on the former Department of Commerce, but the fact is that it was the WEDC's responsibility to make sure that loans that were given to businesses and the money was from Wisconsin taxpayers, that they were being repaid. And the fact that no one was following up on those loans for a year plus was just one of the problems that they've had this year. We've had, as you said, a real revolving door in terms of leadership there, with the secretary and CEO resigning and going somewhere else. We've had now a number of chief financial officers. The latest one was on the job for 24 hours and quit. We just had today the chief press person and spokesperson from WEDC quit because they had $36,000 in back taxes that were owed to the state, plus I think over $7,000 in unemployment compensation benefits that DWD was trying to collect from that person. And this, I think what it comes down to, too, is the way that the WEDC board was constructed within the legislation that enabled its creation. We have a very weak board that hardly has any power whatsoever. The secretary doesn't answer to the board. He answers to the chairman, which, of course, is the governor in the state. And we don't have a lot of say over policies. And the fact is, a lot of these problems, the board doesn't hear about until either someone from the press is asking about them, or something is about to come out in the press, and WEDEC management decides, well, we better tell the board so that they're prepared for it. And, you know, one of the things that the Legislative Audit Bureau report that was just released late last week shows that WEDC did not tell the board or keep them informed of a number of issues that were going on within the agency. They were not following state statute. They were not following their own policies. They gave out, you know, big perks and bonuses that the board was not informed of. They had conflicts of interest with Schenck, which was the auditing firm that was hired to audit WEDEC's books because they couldn't make heads or tails of it. So they had to bring in an auditing firm. Schenck had a conflict of interest where they were representing another client to get, you know, tax credits from WEDC. So there's, I mean, it really is an agency that is in crisis and chaos. And I think it really shows the fact that Democrats and Republicans need to work together along with Governor Walker to institute some meaningful reforms, because WEDC gets $80 million of taxpayer money every 2 years. That's their budget. Taxpayers provide most of the funding for the programs and activities that are are there. And, you know, WEDC, the management there, has really broken the public trust. And I think that we need to make sure that the legislature steps in and provides really strong reforms to get this agency back on the straight and narrow, because we're 44th in job creation in the nation. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has said for short-term job creation, we're dead last in terms of the 50 states. And, you know, we have to fix that agency and get it so that it's responsible to taxpayers. It's doing the things that we want it to do, and that is helping the private sector create jobs, but it's not doing a good job of it.
The comment you just made is that, you know, it's a weak board mostly because of the structure. You're on that board. I'm
right.
Guessing it's pretty frustrating when you find out these things that you really had no knowledge of or no control over.
Right, and you're absolutely right. And I've been talking to other board members as well, and the fact is that there are a number of board members who are feeling extremely frustrated and angry that we continue to see these negative press stories that are out there about the fact that WEDC, you know, like I said, not keeping track of loans. They were giving out grants and tax credits to businesses and entities that by statute they weren't allowed to receive, you know, the grants or credits. And so it's really frustrating, and that's why the governor has called an emergency meeting of the board for tomorrow. And I think that the board is going to take a really strong stand in saying that we need to improve our governance. The board, if WEDC is going to have a board of directors, then that board has to have a say in how the corporation is run. And I actually sent a letter to the governor and Secretary Hall today saying that after our meeting tomorrow, within the next 2 weeks, I'm requesting that we meet with the Legislative Audit Bureau staff who conducted this audit, that the Audit Bureau auditors present to the Board of Directors their findings in the audit, where just like any other corporate board, board members are then able to ask questions of the auditors and really drill down deep into this budget without the management of WEDC being in the room. And that's how they do it in the private sector, in corporate boards. And, you know, I think it's important that the WEDC board start taking control over what's happening and that we change the law and the statutes to be able to allow that to happen.
In your opinion, is WEDC a really good concept with bad structure, or should it just go away and go back to the old Commerce Department?
Well, you know, that's the conundrum. I think that this is the last chance for the WEDC to get it right. I've heard from Senator Coles. His comments in the media have said, well, maybe we made a mistake. He's a Republican senator who co-chairs the Joint Audit Committee. And I do think that this is really their last shot to get things together because, one, you know, they gave a loan for $500,000 to a business that was unsecuritized. Now that business isn't able to pay that $500,000 back, and we're not able to get, you know, their assets and things to help make sure that taxpayers aren't on the hook for that money. They gave $800,000 to a bank in Milwaukee to help repair their facade when that was specifically illegal. And it's just like the managers of these programs didn't either understand what the law was and what the statutes are, or they just ignored them. And, you know, we cannot have that happening in the state where you have this rogue agency that can spend $80 million, plus Governor Walker has included even more money in this budget that he's proposed for them, and not have any accountability for even requiring businesses to create jobs with the money that they're given. And I think that is what is so frustrating and I'm sure it'll be for your listeners as well, is that WEDC, the management there, has determined that even if a business said that they were going to create jobs and then didn't do it, or they got money under the pretense that they were going to create jobs, WEDC is supposed to have a clawback provision within all contracts and to be able to execute that so that taxpayer money isn't wasted and that the money then can go to a business that will actually create jobs and do what they said they were going to do. Well, WEDC management has determined that they're not going to exercise the clawback. They're not going to require businesses who don't meet their contractual obligations to repay either parts or all of the grants or tax credits that they have received. And I just, to me, you know, I know how hard people work for the money that they earn, and then just to turn around and have their tax dollars, you know, given to a business who either cannot meet their contractual obligation or received, you know, a grant or tax credits in error, not to be able to go back and have WEDC correct that is just wrong. And I think that it is, you know, not the right direction. I worked on a bipartisan committee a number of sessions ago that instituted clawback provisions within state law for economic development programs, and the fact that they have decided that they're going to ignore the law is just not right.
Looking ahead to that Wednesday meeting with the board, the emergency meeting with the governor, do you anticipate that if no changes are made, there's going to be a lot of interesting comments coming from you, other board members, and perhaps some legislation being introduced to either defund WEDC or make serious legislative changes on how it's structured?
Well, there's already some bills that are circulating out there to require annual audits by the Legislative Audit Bureau of WEDC. There's some bills already out there, and we had a press conference today, Assembly and Senate Democrats, about that we're going to be unveiling a reform package for WEDC in the upcoming days, and because we believe that it's important that it get fixed. And we know that there are Republicans in both the Senate and the Assembly who believe, as we do, that we have to fix this broken agency because they're failing taxpayers, they're failing unemployed workers, and they're failing the business community. And we can't allow that to continue. So we will see. I mean, we have asked the chairs of the Joint Finance Committee. WEDC was slated to be on their schedule to have the Joint Finance Committee look at their budget this Thursday. And I'm really hoping that Senator Darling and Representative Nygren will do as we have requested, which is to delay that, their work on the WEDC budget, until after the Joint Committee on Audit has been able to work through the issues that were raised in the audit, and that we get answers. I mean, what we've heard from Secretary Hall and the governor so far is that, well, all these problems have been dealt with. There's, you know, there are no issues anymore remaining, and that just is simply not true. I think that they're really trying to avoid talking about these issues because it looks bad. And the fact is that, yes, it looks bad because it is bad, and we need to deal with it. And we need to deal with it head on before, you know, we have any additional tax money wasted or frittered away on, you know, items and that are not going to be creating the good-paying, family-supporting jobs that we so desperately need in Wisconsin.
There's been some talk amongst your Democratic colleagues to form a bipartisan committee to look at how to make WEDC better. Whereabouts is that at?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that there was going to be proposed, and I'm not sure where it is now, but it's the Assembly was going to be introducing a privileged resolution that would create that. And at this point, I'm really not sure where that is in the process. They were going to be attempting to take that up on the floor today. I do think that there is enough concern from both Republicans and Democrats that something needs to be done at WEDC to reform it. I'm just hoping that, you know, we just won't get half-hearted reforms that give the look like we're doing something, but it's not really meaningful. So I'm hoping that if we continue to push this with our colleagues, that we continue to talk about it in the press, have people understand what has happened at WEDC and why we need to reform it and how we can make it work better. I do think that, you know, there will be enough support and interest out there to be able to make the reforms and changes that are needed.
So there'll be plenty of things to watch this week with the special board meeting Wednesday and possibly joint finance looking at the budget on Thursday.
Right.
WEDC's troubles will either be fixed or fully exposed, I would think.
Yes, and I think that, you know, as people really start digging through the audit, they're going to find more things that are wrong. I mean, one of the other items that jumped out at me is that WEDC is not treating all businesses the same. When a business comes in to apply for a loan, there's normally a 2% origination fee that's charged. Well, some businesses were charged that 2% fee, others were not. And it's, why is there inconsistency? Why are you playing favorites with some businesses and making others pay the fee? And there are instances and example after example in that audit that really shows that there's no consistency, even with WEDC following its own policies or following state law. And that's really got to change, because either it's arrogance that they're above the law or they're ignorant of it. And either way, it's unacceptable.
Perhaps having all the contracts go for a board approval before signature would help that. Do you think that would do it?
I think that if we make sure that the board has more of a direct say in the policies that are being set, the awards that are given, that the audit committee that's set up meets more than maybe once every 7 months to look at these items, and that there are, you know, clear policies that are set and followed, I think that is an important place to start in having the board assert control in making the necessary changes to ensure that, I think is really important. So all of those items have to be on the table in terms of making sure that we have a board that functions, that guards taxpayer dollars, and make sure that we are giving their tax dollars and putting them into investments that are going to pay off in good-paying jobs for the state.
State Senator Julie Lassa joining us today about the WEDC board, which has several things on the docket for this week. Thank you.